I'm here with Seaver Wayland, shortstop from the Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Seaver, first of all, thank you for taking a few moments to do this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, not a problem. So first thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, high school to college, kind of that transition of, you know, going from the level where, you know, there's a couple good players to where everyone was a star. You know, what is that transition like for you?
You know what? You got to just not think about that so much and just really think about it's baseball and that you're just blessed to play the game. And if you just go out and have fun and put in a ton of hard work, it's all going to take care of itself.
Absolutely. So growing up, you know, is there a player that you kind of, maybe your favorite player, maybe a player you kind of looked at as, you know, I want to be like that type of player?
You know, Derek Jeter, it's kind of cliche, but Derek Jeter's the man. He just, the amount of respect he had for the game and how he played the game is how I want people to see myself play like him, and to have a big league career like he did with one team and play for so many years is just amazing. So that's who I always looked up to and wanted to be like, still do.
Yeah. So, you know, going into the game, you know, what type of approach do you take before each game? Is there a certain mindset or certain things you just, you know, routinely do?
I've been struggling with this, but I think this year I've really hit it on the head. But you just got to go out and play for God, Jesus Christ, and just let him take care of the rest. You know, you only play the game for so long. If you worry about outside stuff, it's going to eat you up. But to go out there and just play for him and let him take care of it all is just, it's all you can do. Just enjoy the game while you play it.
So how has faith impacted you as a player? We know that, you know, baseball is kind of a unique sport where it's difficult for people who are, you know, have faith and that type of stuff. So how have you kind of integrated your faith into your, you know, your baseball playing?
Honestly, if I give 100% effort and attitude every day and go out and have as much fun as I can, give it my all, and then I just say, hey, God, if this is what you want me to do for the rest of my life, this is what's going to happen. Can't let anything else, you know, come in my head besides that. And baseball is such a game of failure that not having somebody there for you is tough. So when you put it in his hands, the game is easy.
Yeah.
So that's all I try to do.
So growing up, I mean, is there an individual who kind of really helped you through your baseball career, kind of guided you and really kind of impacted you?
My dad, Sean Whalen. He's the guy I call every day, see what knowledge he has for me, and to gain knowledge in the game. He's a scout. He played professional with the Padres, and that's just, he's my everything for that sense. Hitting guy, infield guy, everything. I can go to him, and I know he's going to be truthful with me, honest. But sometimes, you know, I don't want to hear it, but it's what I need to hear, so it's good.
So, and we know that, you know, baseball is a game of routine and superstitions. Do you have any superstitions that you kind of follow?
You know, I used to have superstitions, but since I started just really playing for Jesus Christ, there's nothing I need to even worry about, because if it's not supposed to happen, it's not going to happen. And the superstitions really can screw you up. I used to be all about it, and if I didn't eat a certain thing or do a certain thing, I thought I was going to have a bad game. But whenever you give it to him, it's just, it takes care of the rest.
Now, you already have plans to continue your baseball on after Lower Columbia. Tell me a little about that and kind of the process you went to make your decision.
You know, I've always wanted to play in the sunshine. Like right now it's raining here, but to just be able to play on a field every single day and not pull a tarp and do that, that's why I chose LMU. But other than that, I want to play Major League Baseball, and wherever he takes me to the next levels, that's what I'm going to go with. But definitely Major League Baseball has always been a dream, and I think I'm going to make that a reality.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, when you're looking towards the future, you know, are there certain things you maybe focus on technique-wise more than other things? Do you focus on hitting more? Do you focus on fielding more? What has really been your focus lately to make that your next step?
T-work. I think you got to live and die on the tee. I mean, if you can't hit a ball that's not moving, then why would you hit a ball that's being thrown at you? Ton of T-work, and then I like to go in the gym and get my alone time doing some ground ball work and stuff. So you gotta think, if you outwork everybody and you're gifted from God, you know, talent-wise, then it should just all work for you. If you don't really outwork anybody, you shouldn't be going to the next level.
Yeah. So, you know, as you get older and you've been able to experience different levels of baseball, what is something you would tell those who are younger, kind of moving their way up through, you know, Little League, Babe Ruth? What is advice that you would have for them?
If it's your dream, then pursue it like it's your dream. Don't just go half with it. You got to really commit that. And if you outwork everybody around you, and that's still probably not enough, because you know the Dominicans are always outworking. So you got to keep working and don't stop.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.